So all of these events that we've just journeyed through together, they were, as you know, preceded by that gathering the evening before, when Jesus gathered with his disciples for the Passover. And the Passover was, of course, a commemoration of the deliverance of the people of Israel from their captivity in Egypt. But it was also a prophetic event that looked toward the greater deliverance that would come, not simply the deliverance of Israel from bondage in Egypt, but the deliverance of all of humanity from bondage to sin. And so it was on that night that Jesus, as we know, he took bread and he broke it, and he took the cup and he passed it around to his followers. And when he broke the bread, he said, "This is my body that is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he passed the cup and he said this. I'm going to read it from Matthew's gospel. He said, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin." For the forgiveness of sin. It's interesting that as we thought about gathering this time, that this emphasis on forgiveness, it kind of surfaced among us. And of course, that's what this is about. But there's so many different components. I think at times we can emphasize one or two or three and maybe not completely neglect, but maybe just not put the emphasis as much on some of the other aspects of what's happening at this time. But even in my own thinking about Sunday and resurrection, just that whole thing of forgiveness is again surfacing. And I think that the Lord wants to remind us that he has purchased our forgiveness. And there isn't anything that cannot be forgiven. You know, sin has different effects on us. Sin causes us to be guilty. And sin, the guilt of sin has to do with, in a sense, with what we do, what we've done. And undoubtedly, we all know what it is like to feel the guilt of sin, to feel the weight and the burden. And, you know, so many of those readings today were so important to consider, because in our world today, especially in our immediate world, there is a trivializing of sin. There is a dismissing of even the idea. You know, for so many people today, like, sin is such an outdated concept in their thinking. But the truth of the matter is, sin is crazy.
crushing.
It is crushing our world. It is crushing people's lives. And the weight of sin crushes. That's the guilt of sin. It's real. It's very real. And for years, people tried to deny the reality of it. Well, you shouldn't feel guilty about this or that or anything else. But it's inescapable. You could sit with a psychiatrist for 20 years and have them tell you, well, you shouldn't be guilty about that. Okay, yeah, I know I shouldn't be guilty, but I am. I feel it. It's because it's real. But you know, there's not only the guilt of sin, which has to do with what we do, there's the shame of sin. And the shame of sin is more connected to who we are. And when we are overcome with the shame of sin, it causes us to think about ourselves in very negative ways and ways that are so much different than the way God actually thinks of us. You know, it's the shame of sin that causes us to try to hide. It's the shame of sin that says, I can't go to a church. I can't do anything in reference to making any kind of an advance toward God because I'm unworthy. I'm filthy, I'm dirty. God wouldn't want me. That's the voice of shame. But you know, Jesus died for our guilt and for our shame. And all of the guilt and the shame are washed away in the blood. And so when he said, take this cup and drink it, this is my blood, the blood of the covenant. The covenant that God is extending to every single human being. The covenant that provides for us the washing away of sin, the forgiveness of sin. And so we're going to share together in that bread and cup. And as we do, let us just receive that forgiveness. Let's not minimize our sin like we heard about, try to come up with excuses for it. But also, let's not forget that all of the sin and the shame of all of the world was placed upon the shoulders of Jesus. Sometimes people say, and they don't know, you know, the ignorance, but well, who is Jesus and why is he special and what did he do? And, you know, what did he do that other religious leaders haven't done? He took the sin of the world upon himself and he shed his blood, the precious blood, as Peter tells us, a lamb slain, the precious blood that washes and cleanses us. So let's open together, if you haven't already, the little packet. And we will just take them together, the bread and the cup. Let's pray. So, Father, we are here today to give thanks. Lord, we think of even that Greek word, Eucharist, the giving of thanks. And Lord, how can we even begin to thank you enough for what you've done in sending your son? And Jesus, for what you did, the reality of, well, first of all, even condescending to come to the sinful, broken world and to live among us as a man. And then, Lord, to be despised and rejected and to suffer in unfathomable ways. And then to be put to death. Lord, this is just beyond us. But we pray by the Spirit that you would help us to just have a small sense of the grandeur of this story, of what you've done. Lord, we thank you for the bread, this little piece of bread that we hold in our hand that symbolizes your body that was broken. And we think of where we started today, Lord, with Isaiah 53, that you were wounded for our transgressions and you were crushed for our sins. And the chastisement that would bring us peace, Lord, was laid upon you. By your stripes we are healed. We thank you, Lord, for your body that was broken. Your broken body that paid the price. We thank you, Lord, for your blood that was shed. Lord, the blood of the eternal covenant. Lord, the blood of God, washing us from every sin. Lord, we confess our sins today. We confess that we have sinned. And Lord, may we never take sin lightly. May we remember that it was our sin that put you on that cross. We confess our sin and we thank you, Lord, for forgiving our sin. We thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin, that there is no sin that the blood of Jesus cannot cleanse. Oh, how we thank you. And we thank you, Lord, that through receiving that forgiveness, that the burden and the weight of that guilt is lifted off of us. And the shame of our sin is washed away. And we find ourselves, Lord, fully loved and accepted by you, accepted in the beloved. How amazing that is. So Lord, we receive now the bread and the cup with thanksgiving. We thank you, Father, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's go ahead and share in the bread and the cup together.